Hi, it's Chris Poston from FM 95. You know them from their massive hits, from their very first debut single, Meet in the Middle, to Beautiful Mess, One More Day, and my personal favorite, How Your Love Makes Me Feel. This group has been a part of the fabric of country music for 3.5 decades or more. In fact, FM 95 has played these guys from the beginning, and I don't think a day goes by that you're not going to hear a song or two from this group. And we couldn't be more excited that they're headed our way to the Knox County Fair tomorrow night with country music legend Clint Black. Had a chance to talk with the bass player and longtime member of the group Diamond Rio, Dana Williams. Dana, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us here on FM 95.
Hey, man, thank you for taking the time here, man. This is going to be a good time, man. We're coming up there with Clint Black. How about that?
Well, I was about to say, how fired up are you guys for sharing the stage with Clint?
Love Clint, man. We've done some things with him before, and actually we're doing a cruise with him in when is it? January. So.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
With him. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. How do you do a lot of these cruises? Is that?
You know, we've done probably 3 or 4 over the years,
and
most of us really enjoy them.
Most of us, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a fun time to be able to take the wife and and just go chill out and hear a lot of good country music and, you know, just the whole thing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I just saw that Netflix special about the poop cruise, so I don't know if you haven't seen that yet, you might not want to do that.
I just watched it myself.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! what a
fiasco!
What a segue, baby!
God,
what a segue!
There we go. That's right. So for fans for fans coming out to the fairgrounds tomorrow night, what kind of set list can we expect from you guys? You know, the classics, the little new stuff.
Hey man, you're gonna hear. We're gonna touch on. Pretty much 90% of everything we had out, and we're going to play all the hits. And we've got a little, we always do a little bluegrass part. And,
nice.
We're just going to start out strong and get stronger.
That's right. That sounds good. Well, speaking of a little bluegrass, I love that song that you released a while back, the Kick, that instrumental. Boy,
yeah,
that is
instrumental.
A fun song. Man, you guys just ripped on that.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that, and we felt like it was hadn't done a video in a while, and we did that video and kind of introducing the new folks in the band, and it was just it was all good. We just kind of sat there and had a big time doing it, and kind of put it out there on the social medias, and just let everybody dig on it as they will.
That's right. I couldn't stop looking at the half-eaten donut on the piano. I just kept drawing my attention. I don't know what that was, but let's talking about your new folks. You did have you've had some new faces in the band. You had a couple guys retire, right?
Yeah, we did. They finally, you know, they just got old. Is all there is to it.
Yes,
but they just had a couple guys retire, and we got a couple of great folks to put in those positions, and Buddy, they're just doing a great job, and it's kind of give all of us a shot in the arm. So.
Right. Well, I was listening to a podcast you did a while back, talking about your new folks, and Carson, you know, been playing fiddle since he was what, like 2 or 3?
Oh, yeah, 3 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what? I don't even understand that at all, but. Darren Fiddle was bigger than she was.
Yeah, right. And then the drummer, Micah, you said he's like a Diamond Rio super fan.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. I mean, he was just freaked out, you know, with Diamond Rio since he was a little kid.
Yeah.
And then for him to come along and, you know, one acquaintance led to another. And
sure.
Just goes to show you, friends, you just never, ever know.
You never know. It was interesting you talking about how you guys didn't even really have to rehearse. He knew every beat.
He knew every
count off.
Thing.
Yeah, every little thing from your live shows. He's seen you so many times live.
Including the count offs.
Yeah. he knew everything. So,
everything.
Oh, that is super
pretty
cool.
Weird.
And when I read, he also directed the video too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did the kicks. He's great, accomplished at that big time. So he's just a blessing, man. Just meant to be. All there is to it.
Absolutely. Now, you're from, we're talking with Dana Williams. He's a bass player, longtime member of the group Diamond Rio, coming to the Knox County Fair tomorrow night with Clint Black. And Dana, you're from Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, I am. I was born and lived there till I was 11 years old. Then we moved outside of Nashville here, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah, and you've got some famous relatives. Again, I've done a little bit of research here. You're related to the Osborne brothers.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And these days, let's not get confused with Brother Osborne.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is the Rocky Top Osborne brothers.
Yeah, this is the Bluegrass Rocky Top Osborne brothers that they had been on the Opry since 1964, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And of course, Rocky Top, that's a country standard. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. It's Shoot Fire. That's Tennessee Vols. song, state song, and everything else.
You're doggone right. So that's some big shoes to fill there. You've got some country royalty in your family there too, and you got
they were definitely staples in that music for sure.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed them all growing up. Man, that's for a while. That's all I knew.
Well, I was about to say that probably led into your love of bluegrass here and mm-hmm. where you're kind of injecting that into Diamond Rio, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I was also in that podcast I was listening to. You're talking about the first song you ever played on the bass was an old Tom T. Hall song. I love Tom T. Hall.
Oh yeah, buddy. Ballad of $40.
Ballad of $40. Yeah, I was looking.
That was it.
That's right.
Ballad of $40.
Well, you guys have been such a part of the thread of country music for so many decades now. What does it mean to still be out there on the road, hearing the crowds sing your songs back to you? You know, night after night.
You know what I got to say after. You know, I think it's been 34, 35 years, and. And we're the first ones to tell you, hey, man, we're not the current people anymore, and we're not regulars on the radio anymore with new stuff here and there, but here we are to be out there this long, and still people are coming to hear Diamond Rio, and you look out there and see these younger people singing every word with us, you know. There's something to be said for that, man, And a lot of times people will say, hey, man, what keeps you motivated after all these years? I believe that's what we're talking exactly about it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think about other people, take Oak Ridge Boys and think about Clint Black. I mean, he's been going a little longer than we have. I mean, what keeps them motivated? I believe we're talking about it here, Your music just has meant something, and it goes a little deeper than just last week's release,
That's right. Well, I get to be on the stage tomorrow night to introduce you guys.
And when I'm
putting my thoughts together, I've been at this radio station, FM 95, since 1997. I've also been a huge country fan all my life, grew up in this area. And I'll tell you right now, you may not be at the top of the charts anymore, but you are part of our everyday life here at FM 95. There is not a day that doesn't go by that we're not playing a song from Diamond Rio on the big 95 here. So you are definitely still a part of our lives each and every day, and your music means a lot to all the folks here. And as we look back in our last few minutes here, what's maybe, and I know this is hard to probably pinpoint, but what's one of those songs that just really just stands out, means so much to you and the band and the fans over these years? I have an idea, but I'd love to hear what your thought is.
I can't answer that with one. Meet in the Middle is always going to be the special child.
Yep.
I mean, it will always be.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, man, when every single night we go into One More Day and it's inevitable, you see somebody out there crying or you see people embracing and all this kind of stuff. And, man, that song just means so much.
Right. Well,
for so many different reasons.
Absolutely. You know? Well, you know, around here when 9/11 happened, and you know, we were playing that
there
song with the clips from the news stories from 9/11. I mean, that just it still brings chills to me. But
powerful.
You know, yeah, very powerful. But we go back to Meet in the Middle. I had a story from somebody down a little town south of where we are here in Knox County, in Fulton County, Canton, Illinois. They remember the Tennessee River Boys playing. And when you played in Canton, Illinois, you had just written Meet in the Middle, and you just signed with Arista, and you were letting the crowd know that you're going to be known as Diamond Rio after that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's pretty much how it went down,
yeah,
too. We were out doing a little Tennessee River Boy stuff. And,
yeah.
Trying to inform people, hey, things are changing.
right. And this woman said she thought it was so cool that she was there in that auditorium when you guys were letting the folks know that we're going to be known as Diamond Rio. But tell me about the T-Town Mavericks. I heard about that. I was hoping to
when we were in the battle for trying to figure out a name.
Yeah.
That was our first choice that the band had come up with, is we were going to be the T-Town Mavericks.
Okay.
And buddy, we were so sold on it that we went and had 1,000 8x10s made with that printed on the bottom, T-Town Mavericks.
Yes.
And buddy, this is going to be it. Of course, it took every nickel we had to get those pictures.
Oh my gosh.
But buddy, we had them printed up, and we called the label and we told them, okay, our name is going to be the T-Town Mavericks. And the label went, poo-poo, we don't like it.
They didn't like it. What didn't they like about it?
I don't know. They just, we don't like it. We run it up and down the pole around here, and nobody likes that name.
Oh.
So we're not going to, we don't want to do that name.
Just broke your hearts, didn't it?
And we had 1,000 pictures with it written on, with it printed on there. So
yeah.
We couldn't afford any more pictures, so we found a big paper cutter and cut the bottoms off of them pictures.
Cut off the T-Town and just had the photo. Yeah, it was a darn good photo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
We cut that off, and then we went back to the drawing board and finally came out with Diamond Rio. So
yeah.
And everybody liked that one.
Well,
so.
We just had Shenandoah here in Galesburg at our nice theater here downtown back in November. And
here comes the story.
There you go. He was telling us a little bit about the story of how you guys shared the name. Well, they actually started out with the name Diamond Rio.
Yeah, they started out with it, and they were using it as a corporate name.
Right.
And Brian, our drummer, was great friends with those guys, and we had the word diamond, and we were trying to come up with something to go with diamond, and Brian remembered that they had something like that, so he called them, and they said, yeah, man, you guys want to use that? Go ahead.
They just said, no problem.
we can't use it, you know, out here. We're just using it for checking into hotels and stuff. We can change that.
I'll be darned.
If you guys want to use it, so we did, and everybody fell in love with it. So.
I fell in love with it. That is so great.
Yeah. They're great.
Nice,
man.
Guys.
Have been for years and years.
Yeah. Well, Dana, I appreciate your time. You've been so generous with your time here. We are really looking forward. I hope I get a chance to meet you tomorrow. When we get up on the stage there, but if not,
absolutely.
Just if not, please let the guys know. I can't say this enough. The Big 95 here, FM 95. We have been Diamond Rio fans since that first song came out, and we have never stopped playing you. And you are part of our everyday right here in Knox County. We're Diamond Rio.
Well, we sure appreciate it, brother.
Yeah.
Sure appreciate it. We hope folks will come out tomorrow night and see some Rio and some Clint Black, baby. It's going to be a good night.
All right. Well, thank you again, sir. We appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Catch Dana and the rest of Diamond Rio at the Knox County Fair tomorrow night. It all gets started at 5:30 with the local group, Patrick and Swayze. Diamond Rio hits the stage at 7, followed by Clint Black. It's going to be a show to remember. For tickets and info, just click on the concert connection at fm95online.com.